section number 9489, reel 8.
Tom Phillips, tape 8. How about your supply of ammunition for your machine guns?
We had a job to get it up. At times, a bit difficult, especially at Passchendaele. But we were all right. We had big cases with the bullets in a belt going through the machine gun as we press the button. You see, about 600 bullets a minute. It was good cover, that was. But I don't know, we had stoppages sometimes to the gun. And of course, I wasn't very good on that. We had one or two experts been dealing with stoppages with the machine gun, something going wrong with the. But we soon covered it up, soon mended it. One thing he did when he took charge over us.
Who's this, Lloyd George?
Yes, he rushed through the ammunition and getting plenty of ammunition for us, guns, bullets, shells, and machine guns, and field artillery. He was responsible for that. That's the only good thing he did. But he jiggered everything up in the peace movement. He was after women. Women was his. Chasing after women. He took all the liberal front by spending it on women.
Yes, I think we'll have to leave Lloyd George and his women.
Yes.
Don't you? That would take a long time.
Yes.
Could I ask you now about the role of padres? You know, it seems to me that you are quite a religious man.
Well,
from what you have been saying, that you are a religious man.
Yes.
What do you think of the padres in the front line?
I kept it a secret, almost. All the other lads had nothing to do with the religion, hardly any of them. But I used to go one side and off that little hymn book, a soft cover, learn hymns.
Yes, but how about the padres at the front?
I never saw one. We went out when we were called out for a rest near 5 miles. The padre was coming to preach or something to us, but we were called back before I never saw a padre or a preacher right in throughout my service in the front. Not a single one. That was very funny, that, but...
Do you think they ought to have been there?
No, well, they should, I don't know. They should keep away from fighting. It's not their place. I never come across one.
Let me ask you now, Tom, about your contacts with home while you were in France. Did you have letters and parcels from your family?
I had one parcel throughout. My mother couldn't write. She could only sign her name to a check. That's all. And there was no one. My eldest brother was out in the front. Jonathan was too busy getting the farm going. He never married. He was too attached to my mother. They kept it going. And I think I'd... Only one parcel I ever received there, and they sent me a Welsh old shirt out for the winter, a thick old thing, and the chats got into it. I used to burn it off in candles in the dugout. I had no shirt left by the end. No, I'd very little news from the front. They were too busy building up, doing the work on the farm.
How about other periods of leave?
Yes.
Did you ever have leave in France?
Yes, at that time, the only leave I had was 7 or 10 days in January 1917. I never saw any more leave. I was 3 years there. We were thick and heavy in the line all the time, not like the guards, having a stand for a week. In fact, we never come across the guards at all. They may be kept in reserve, I don't know. I didn't see them on Passchendaele, never saw them on the Somme, but they were up sometimes making a bit of a do for a week. We're on Hill 60 when they blew it up. I think they were there.
Could I ask you now about your relationship with the civilians, the French and Belgian civilians?
Oh, we never...
Did you ever meet them?
We never met them, except when they were the refugees, that's all. We never came in contact with the civilians at all. They were not anyone near the line, except when the Germans broke through Armentières front. We saw them there a bit, but we had no contact at all with them. We didn't. Only once we got into a cinema, a stamina, met the Welsh miners. We had some fun there with the miners. Oh, damn, they were great singing.
Yes. You were saying earlier how you met the Australians and Canadians.
Yes.
And the Portuguese. Did you ever meet any other nationalities in France?
No, except we trained the Carolina and Tennessee Americans.
Yes.
They were no good in Transwarfare. They were jiggered. I think they did fairly well in that advance down when we broke through in 1918 with the French. They were down alongside the French.
Yes, I think you said they were better at open warfare, didn't
yes.
you?
Yes. They in Yetman, look what mess they made there. With all the instruments and everything, they couldn't win in Yetman, you know. I don't know what was the matter with them. They never had the spirit in them, the spirit to go at it as we did. But I think they were pretty good in the open alongside the French when we broke through 1918.
Yes. Did you find that exhilarating?
Yes.
Did you find open warfare exhilarating
after
so much trench warfare?
Oh, dear, yes. We are moving about. Oh, yes, it was something. It was a treat to chase after him there. And when we had, I was sorry about having to retreat in 19 March, you know, it wasn't our fault. We were in a pincer moment, and the orders, we want to stand still, fight the devils out. But I suppose they did right to save a lot of killings. But those French 75s were good. They saved us there, all right.
Did you ever know fear?
Yeah.
You know, you went through so much in the war. Were you ever very frightened?
No, no. The only big shell that used to shake one up was the armor-piercing shell. Oh, just knock everything to bits. That's the big shell. When we were in Newport, and it used to, on the other fronts, but the different tones of the German and our artillery, I could almost make a song out of it. Tune, others of course it used to shake the most fellows up, and getting very depressed. But it had the other effect on me. I could almost turn it into music, listening to it. Oh, it just cheered me up that, come on, boys, something happening now, waiting for what was happening. But my divine spirit, I had that. If it wasn't for that, I don't think I'd have lasted a month out in Passchendaele.
Yes. I wonder, with all that you saw in the war, what do you think were the worst scenes you ever witnessed?
Oh, it was terrible. They were dying galore, bled to death, wounded. Nobody to see them in Passchendaele. But in the Somme, fair play, the stretcher bearers were there following us up fairly closely. But the Somme with the Passchendaele, they'll hide that. I want Harry Mead is...
Yes, you have explained that,
Yeah, Harry Mead is bringing the...
About the effects of the many dead bodies lying about.
Disappeared in the mud, in the big rich soil there.
Was there a smell, though? Did they smell?
No, it is the earth is to cover them up. Not hardly any smell. No. They disappeared in the, covered up the rich soil. Marvellous how it covers up everything. But the shell holes big with the dead all over inside them. It was terrible. And I think the stretcher bearers were afraid to come up the zigzag path from Menin Road. I think a lot of them were killed when trying to come up. I think it was a terrible thing that. But
do you think there have been any lasting effects of the Great War on your life?
A soothing effect. It comes out clearer every year I live. I can see what our Saviour is to do. Fancy almost talking to me on my leg. That's a fact. I can see through it now. And I'm sorry, I didn't acknowledge that when I came home. I was too busy on the banking line to think about anything.
I wonder now about your sight. You are now blind, aren't you?
Yes, I tell you now. So I came home, not a day missed in the bank. I was 30 years or more, up to 1940. I had 45 years service, including 3 years in France. Never ill or anything, except in 1940. I could see stars and rings coming on my eyes. So I went to the Newport specialist, Robertson. Oh, he said, I'm afraid, Tom, he said, you are developing glaucoma. You know glaucoma? Glaucoma, one of the worst things out. And you got to act very quickly. So in 1942, I had to go to a hospital to break my record of service in the bank and everywhere to operate on my one eye start left to cut holes for the lubricating oil to come through.
What I wanted to know, was the war connected with this?
I think so. Yes, it weakened the eye to bear up to it. But I worked very hard in the bank, building up the businesses.
Yes, I know that, Tom.
And, to be a help to people starting in life. True happiness throughout. I done my best, saved a lot of married fellows, and especially those with children. Billy Griffiths.
Well, Tom Phillips, thank you very much indeed for sharing your war experiences with me. Thank you.
Well, how can I do about telling you about Billy Griffiths the Trump?